Dear brothers and sisters, I am giving you a small lecture. The state of a housewife is explained in two ways by me. This state is a good and exalted state. How to love another person and how to discharge our loving service to our beloved gives a great teaching to a housewife. In India, it is an auspicious and a willing state of a woman. Willingness has its power of love and realize the companionship of another person. The feeling should equally mutual on both sides. In another way, the state of a housewife is a bondage. I am saying so because man and woman have their natural impulse for liberation or feeling for freedom. In this sentence, to be advised to the woman folk or not is not a question. It is a great dilemma. I am writing to the woman folk of the world because I am expressing this statement. God has given freedom to all. Some women folk may not have the aspired feeling of the Marriage Act. Instead, they want to become a free woman and have their greatest feeling of becoming a distinguished person in the world. Getting children is a virtue of woman. It may not be a virtue to somebody. So, there is no definite preaching to all the women folk of the world. Whenever a woman feels like marrying, she can get into a marriage contract according to her own wish or her nation's contract. To India, I am preaching, make use of the freedom given to you. Be a good housewife. Being a good companion is itself a great virtue of a woman. I am not for male chauvinism. It is a sin. It cannot be a law in any nation, including India. One beautiful system in this gifted line is to adjust with their husband's relatives and extend her love to them. It is a special experience. Seizing your motivation and expanding the unlimited embracement with more people for good and better thinking should be the real state of a housewife. Thank you for all.